And again, I know we talked with Genesis Medical Center Aledo Administrator Ted Rogowski and yourself last week. You can't just go to a healthcare provider and say, I want to be tested. The big issue is you need to call before you do anything.
Yes, we recommend that they do call ahead. And there is the criteria for testing is ever changing. So, you know, what I might say today might change tomorrow. So we are putting getting those guidelines out, and the hospital is well aware and the providers are well aware of what those guidelines are for testing.
One of the other developments here this week is Mercer County moving forward with a disaster declaration. Now, when you hear a disaster declaration, some people say, oh my goodness, what is going on? But this just puts the wheels in motion for Mercer County to get some things, right?
Correct. Usually you hear these things related to like a flood situation or a natural disaster. Pandemic falls under that. We kind of go, oh, we wish there was different wording for this, but it does the same type of thing. It puts Mercer County in the queue, if you will. It gets our information up to the state every day, so they know what we're dealing with. We do situational updates in the morning, and then it puts us in a place if we need assets from the state, we can draw those down. So we visited with our county board chairman, Carlos Cerabasa, this weekend. He's been involved with this up to this point, been very helpful in this. And so we got that done and taken care of this morning. So we'll be getting that information out to the public, too. So the only other thing that I would like to bring up, and we will be posting this to our Facebook page, is that we are reducing the health department down to essential services. We have, we're moving some of our staff into those essential services, whether it's going to be trace contacting, if the state, you know, if we do have a positive test, those types of things. We're fielding a ton of information and we're trying to get that out. We are also, our mental health action program, they're actually working from home. And so they're reaching out to their clients, trying to stay on top of that and provide services best we can via phone and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we're all moving in a little bit different direction here, just trying to keep track on everything. So,
all right.